This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. Last week, the Wilderness Workshop announced that Executive Director Sloan Shoemaker is stepping down after 21 years with the conservation organization. Will Rausch, who has been with Wilderness Workshop since 2009, will be filling that executive director position. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Sloan, the mission of the Wilderness Workshop is to protect and conserve the wilderness of the Roaring Fork Valley watershed and the White River National Forest. How do you gauge your success over the past 20 years? What are some key accomplishments you can point to?
Most recently, perhaps the greatest conservation victory, but they're all temporary, frankly, is the Thompson Divide. It hasn't been drilled. We started this campaign 10, 12 years ago, and it was seemingly under imminent threat and still hasn't been drilled. Other wins, like stopping some timber sales, getting some really positive outcomes on the travel management plan, getting some great designations in the forest plan.
So then what is left to be finished?
Well, there are more lands in the region that warrant wilderness designation. I would love to see that go all the way through to Congress and a presidential signature, but that ain't happening in this political environment.
What are some of those places that you would mark?
Well, in Eagle County, there's some places north of the town of Eagle, like Castle Peak and Bull Gulch and Pisgah Mountain are wonderful areas that are wilderness study areas that qualify completely and have gotten lots of local support. There's the Assignation Ridge area outside of Carbondale, which the Forest Service designated as a recommended wilderness area. It's being managed as wilderness right now until Congress can act.
I might add to that and say we're closer than some folks might think in the Vail and Breckenridge area. We've got a public lands bill that would protect 100,000 acres. It's been introduced in the Senate and the House. And so we're closer to that than we've ever been, but Sloan's right, we've still got a ways to go.
Yeah, exactly.
And Will, as conservation director, you've worked on a lot of these projects. What will you prioritize as you prepare to step into the executive director position?
I don't think folks should be prepared for a radical change in the organization. We're going to keep our focus on public lands and particularly the public lands around the Roaring Fork Valley and kind of the West Slope of Colorado. I think we'll continue to prioritize protecting our communities from oil and gas development. We'll continue really focusing on protecting habitat at kind of the core of our mission, and whether that means working on forestry issues, stopping timber sales or changing them, taking on some of the challenges around recreation, those will all remain kind of key issues for us.
So, Will, Wilderness Workshop is an environmental conservation organization. I'm wondering if there are groups or organizations whose voices haven't been heard in some of these conversations. Are there places that you're looking to kind of expand Wilderness Workshop's reach?
Absolutely. Probably two ways to think about that. One is geographically. We're starting to do more work in the Eagle and Vail Valleys to protect habitat over there, expand connectivity, and work on wilderness. And then also, in terms of folks who haven't been reached, we're launching a Latino outreach program called Defiende with a party actually on June 2nd. And a series of hikes this summer. And so we really want to reach out to that community and make sure we're listening to what public lands issues are important to them and that we're engaging with them more than our community or organization has in the past.
I'm curious, Sloan, maybe in your experience, how much does the political environment in Washington influence the work that the Wilderness Workshop does here locally?
Well, I think the place where it shows up most is in oil and gas development. We certainly saw under the Bush administration when they prioritized development of oil and gas resources, and they said they issued a direct executive order to local land managers to remove any impediments to oil and gas development. Impediments are things like clean air and clean water and wildlife habitat and recreational uses and everything that we value in this community. And so that triggered a huge shift in emphasis of our programming, working on oil and gas development. And I think that remains an issue today. But we're also seeing things like timber targets coming out of D.C. that are unrealistically high for the White River National Forest, which is not a timber forest. So we see things like the methane rule getting overturned in D.C., which has immediate impacts on our local area. of more methane in the atmosphere, which is bad for people's public health as well as for climate change. And so, you know, and we're also speaking of climate change, you know, the failure to recognize the reality of that in D.C. has impacts locally on the ground for our forests, for our watersheds, for our wildlife, forest fires, for our ski-based recreation economy, that kind of thing.
So, Will, does that political environment kind of set the tone for how you're stepping into this position at the head of the Wilderness Workshop?
Absolutely. I think the national political climate impacts our work now and going forward. It means we'll be doing more defensive work. I think the one good thing about being a place-based organization is that we've got really good relationships with the local land managers, with other nonprofits and other partners. And so as compared to some national groups, there's actually some progress that we can make. We've seen, you know, great new permit system go into place for the Maroon Bell Snowmass Wilderness, and we're constantly partnering with the local Forest Service folks who care a lot about the land and waters around here. So we can make some progress locally, but we're also doing a lot of defensive work on the big picture things like oil and gas, increased timber production.
Thank you both so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That was Will Rausch and Sloan Shoemaker of the Wilderness Workshop. In September, Rausch will take over as executive director as Shoemaker steps down. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. This is Aspen Public Radio News.